This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A 2-year investigation of drug trafficking and violent crime in the Sedalia area has led to indictments against 37 people from western and central Missouri. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas City says 28 defendants were picked up during a multi-agency sweep Thursday. 5 others were already in custody and 4 were still at large. The defendants are accused in a half-dozen indictments with taking part in conspiracies that distributed more than $1 million worth of cocaine and crack cocaine. Several are also charged with illegally possessing firearms. Most of the defendants are Sedalia residents, several are from towns in neighboring Johnson County, and the rest are from Columbia, Blue Springs, and Raytown. The head of the NAACP Salt Lake City branch is asking Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to commute a death sentence for a serial killer who killed 2 Salt Lake City joggers in 1980. Joseph Paul Franklin is scheduled to be executed next week for the 1977 murder of a Missouri man outside a synagogue. He was also convicted in the 1980s killings of 20-year-old Ted Fields and 18-year-old David Martin, both black men. Janetta Williams, president of the NAACP's Salt Lake branch, says in a letter to Nixon that the execution costs more than keeping Franklin in prison for life. Franklin has claimed responsibility for nearly 2 dozen other killings and many other crimes. Senator Claire McCaskill says she'll introduce legislation requiring U.S. defense officials to address mismanagement in a military-led unit responsible for finding service members missing in action. McCaskill's remarks come several months after an Associated Press story revealed an internal Pentagon report harshly critical of the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command, which searches for missing soldiers' remains. The Pentagon report included accusations of misconduct among those responsible for overseas missions to investigate prospects for recovering remains. McCaskill, a Democrat, said today at a news conference in Kansas City that she's preparing an amendment to the annual defense authorization bill. The amendment would give the Defense Department 1 year to submit a plan for reorganizing the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command and improving its accountability. A hearing to consider the request of a Missouri teen to have her guilty plea in the killing of a 9-year-old neighbor vacated, corrected, or set aside has been rescheduled. Alyssa Bustamante pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and armed criminal action in the October 2009 killing of Elizabeth Olton. Bustamante now is 19 years old and was 15 at the time of the killing. They lived in St. Martin's, just west of Jefferson City. Online court records show a hearing scheduled for Friday has been moved to January 30th. Bustamante was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in order to serve a consecutive 30-year term for armed criminal action. She was initially charged with first-degree murder, which carries a sentence of life without parole. Today is MU Chancellor Brady Deaton's last day on the job. KBIA's Brady Finn has more on the impact Deaton is leaving behind.
Brady Deaton came to MU as a professor of agricultural economics and is now leaving to serve as the chair of the Board for International Food and Agricultural Development, a position he was appointed to by President Barack Obama. Thomas Paine is the dean of College of Agricultural Food and Natural Resources. He says both Brady and his wife will be missed.
Not just him, but also Anne, as the first lady of the campus. They are two wonderful people that represented our university well, and they'll continue to represent our university well.
Paine says he expects a seamless transition between chancellors. State Representative Chris Kelly says Deaton's role of bringing MU together as a family will continue even after he is gone.
Well, he's been a very strong proponent of the One Mizzou concept, where you have cooperation across departmental and college line, and I think that concept grew under his leadership, and I think it'll continue to grow.
The university will begin its future without Deaton as chancellor beginning Monday. Brady Finn, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.